Once again, it's Friday. Friday, once again. Let me let that go too. Yeah. Here we go. Yeah, the morning drip. Y'all ready for it? You're a
star. Came through drippin', drippin'. Came through drippin', drippin'. Came through drippin', drippin'. Diamonds on my wrist, they drippin'. Came through drippin', drippin'. Came through drippin', drippin'. Came through drippin', drippin'. Diamonds on my wrist, they drippin'.
Came through drippin'. We come through drippin'. It's Friday, y'all. 5:20. Not 4:20. But hey, if it's 4:20 to you, hey, amen. It's 5:20. May 20th. Friday, you're on Blog Talk Radio, The Morning Drip, and we're going to run through it today and get on some flavorful things. I hope y'all all in a state of peace and bliss, not iblis, but bliss. I hope you have success and prosperity and health and all that on your mind. We do have Ms. Tay Bay in the building today, so we will be getting into some business extraordinaire information. So we'll get into that. We'll bring you some news today. I want you to make sure y'all follow us. Keep following that. Go to legalempowermentgroup101.com and Instagram at Legal Empowerment Group. Specifically, if you want to get your do-it-yourself ebooks and stuff like that. Also, go over to health.info for the donations for the nonprofit, Health and Earth Acquire Life Through Humanity, with two chapters, one in Texas, one in California, and we do have trucks that be moving and grooving, so they hood to hood with products that they're getting, so please be kind of dig in your pockets and give, because when you give, you do receive, and it takes finance to uplift the nation. So that website is health.info, that's the word like health, like healthcare. That's, and you have to put it like h-e-a-l-t-h.info. You have to put the dashes between each one of the words, then dot info, and you could go there and donate one time, two times, three times, weekly, monthly, however you want to do it. You could be anonymous, or you could leave your information. You will get a receipt. It's 100% tax deductible, 501c3 nonprofit. So be kind to do that. Also, go over and follow us. Go over to Almore Consultation and follow us. AlmoreConsultationLLC.com. We'll be upgrading that website too and bringing you more flavorful things where you can tap into more resources for you to use in our quest to uplift ourselves. So with that, then don't forget, also, I'll be remiss without saying that, but also to go over to queenkitty.net. We never forget that, and we do have Ms. Taylor in here today, so that's queenkitty.net. That's queenkitty.net and queenkitty at Instagram. So with that, I'm going to let the lovely Ms. Taylor get in and take us there this morning. Bless.
Good morning, y'all, on the way to work or whatever you out there doing. Thank you for that grand entrance. And again, y'all don't forget to follow Legal Empowerment Group on Instagram. That's for your daily tips and your daily hacks, your credit hacks. We always put something informative up there for you to go add something to your business or something so you can structure your business correctly. But the topic of the day is, what's in your wallet? What is in your wallet? And a lot of people, all they got is their own money in their wallet. And what's your words you say? That's real game goofy, huh? That's real game goofy just to have your money in your wallet, you know. We in an era where credit is power, credit is key. I don't know, we were never taught how the importance and the significance of credit. And once you learn that, you don't even have to have money to obtain a lot of things. A lot of places won't even accept your cash because they want your credit, you know. And so we're here to tell you how to build business credit correctly, the correct way, because there's a lot of people out there telling you how to build business credit, but are they telling you the right way? That's the thing about it. Are they telling you the right thing, or is they giving you the right game? They'll lead you into destruction sometimes. They ain't even applying the stuff they telling to you, to their own self and their own situation. They just got you out here running a race. Keep running the race. But, yeah, so, yeah, running the race. So now let's get over to the reason why it's so important to be building this business credit is because if y'all ain't been paying attention to the news, I don't think y'all understand. Like, there's in my opinion, there's about to be a recession coming up. And if you're not secured in some kind of way, you're really going to be fucked up out here. If y'all ain't seen, Walmart lost $19 billion in one day, $34 billion in 2 days. And that's Walmart. Like, that's Walmart. So you got to make sure whatever you are investing in and whatever your business is, that it can withstand a recession. And that's where we come in at. We come to teach you how to build the business credit correctly without using your cash, without using your social to obtain credit, to use it to leverage it into other people's use it to leverage it. Yeah, you're going to use that credit. You're going to leverage it. We're using other people's money.
Correct. And that's what this is.
Yes,
you're going to
learn. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's exactly what
how to establish that wallet, man. They always had that commercial on, man. Samuel, we were talking about who that be. He talking about what's in your wallet. He always asks people, what's in your wallet, man? You got to understand that. You know, you got to get your wallet together, man. So this is about, some of you said that we was never taught economics. That's what we never was taught. And I remember when I was young going to school, they had a class. It was called home economics. And then I can't say it disappeared. I disappeared from school. But it was called home economics. They was trying to teach you some things in there. They really teach you something that's supposed to be at home. But it wasn't a real economics class. We're teaching you on the fundamentals on money and what money is and on creating wealth and generating wealth and understanding that credit is capital, but your credit is your energy. You know, it's based on your performance, on what you see your performance go be. You know, and a lot of time when people fill out even applications and stuff, people discredit their energy. You know, so you get what you get. They scared and fear to put what you see, what you envision, down on the instrument on the paper. You know, and it just takes a process to get there. But that's what you envision, so you don't want to put yourself down short. So all this is, and then like I said, they so how to establish your credit, your energy. Like people doing business with just having businesses, but haven't established the credit of the business. You know, that's
correct.
Hurting you. That's hurting you. That's hurting the economy. That's hurting your customers because you're not able to provide for your customers at a rate really to keep yourself afloat in an economy that's knocking people out left and right. We gotta wise up and understand business as an individual and as a whole in order to survive what's going on, because it's like economic hitmans are crashing economies, crashing industries, crashing businesses. And if we're not together and pooling our resources and understanding business and how to form businesses and do business with each other, Donald Trump said it best, and I quote, he said it, it's safe to assume on national TV. Yes, he did. It's safe to assume that if you're not at the table, then you're on the menu. Hey, there it is there. So we got to get our table together and establish our forum of self and kind and do business and shake hands and report on each other so we can grow this thing and we be protected from the outside invasion, because that's what it is.
Exactly. And business credit and consumer credit go hand in hand, you know. It's times that they do pull your credit report out there. You know, I specialize in non-PG and, you know, getting it without them pulling your credit, pulling the hard pull. Because business and personal, you're not supposed to mix. And that's how it goes. Your business is your business and your personal is your personal. So they shouldn't need your social security number, but sometimes they'll overpower you that, like, they need to identify who you are. The bank needs to know who is getting this loan. And once you know your laws, you're like, okay, no, where does it say that at? What? Show me what law says I have to give you that social. But that's a little deep into the conversation. That's for a whole nother topic. But you definitely want to build that personal credit profile as well. That way that they're congruent with one another. That way, if there is a time that you want to go and get buy commercial property or multiple fleet vehicles, you would need to have those congruent with one another. You know, one of our main goals is obtaining assets to our business without the assets being personally attached to us. You know, that's the main goal, is minimizing the risk and the liabilities. You know, so that's where we're headed right now. You know, when you're building this business credit, you're going to learn, okay, how to obtain and how to do other things with it. Like, for instance, you might have a T-shirt company. Well, plenty of the Net 30 accounts will let you run a T-shirt company successfully, from the graphics to the T-shirts to the packaging. A lot of the Net 30 companies will help you use that credit to successfully run a T-shirt business without you investing a whole lot of money into the equipment that's required to run a T-shirt company. And you look up, you done spent $400 in Net 30 accounts versus $2,600 out of your pocket. And you turn that in, and you really boss up on them. You done took that $400 and shit, you done times it by 10 in a matter of months with your T-shirt company, and you paying on your credit, so it's building your credit, so they're extending you more credit. So it's just like it's an algorithm that you're playing, really, with it. It's a real big algorithm.
Correct. I was looking for something while you was talking, because every time when you be talking, it always be cracking atoms, man. It be cracking atoms, you know, we be busting atoms in the ether. So I was writing down when you were saying something about the Social Security, because people don't be understanding, like, that number, that identifying number. Because I get pissed off when they ask me for that. I need that for identifying purpose. How a number go identify me? Now, that don't make sense to me. Now, I see if you was talking about the Social Security card with the number on it, if I had that in my possession or something like that. But you're talking about the number. The number? And, yeah, so that really begins me. So just understanding the difference of the how to use the EIN, and that you don't have to use your social. And so just understanding that. So when
yes,
I was looking at
the
United
States. It identifies as well. You know, you establish that EIN in your name. That EIN is linked to you. That EIN is the Social Security number for your company. So it's an identifying
right.
number as well. There's no way it couldn't be an identifying number and it was issued by the IRS. This
right.
makes sense. You know, so hey,
right.
this identifies
right.
that you just want to sit up here and you really want to check my credentials is. That's what you want to do. Yeah, you
right.
want to check my credentials and see, you know, because like I said, it's an algorithm. They're going to run that number, and it's not just based off your credit. It's based off of where you live at. It's based off the color of your skin. It's based off the income when they run that number. So they already putting blockers up when they run your number. So, no, you're not getting my credit. This ain't about me. This is about this business. And if you look up a certain codes and titles, you understand that a business is a person, too, if you want to be technical. Yeah.
Right.
The laws that state that businesses are persons. Now, dig out them. So that means, my name is a business. Yeah, that's what it blankly says in their law, that persons are entities, natural persons, corporations. Okay, wait, hold up. Wait, hold on. Let me get this right. You just said a person. See, we was taught that a person is a person, you know, like flesh and blood, human being, you know, really other cool idea. It blew my mind when they said a person was a goddamn, was a company. I was like, oh, my God, what? Hold on. So
right.
You tell me that my company is a person? So what do you need? You know, like, come on, make it make sense. Like, no, that's a whole person right there. So, you know, you got to take care of that person as well. You know, you got to treat that person just like your child. You know, hey, you got to take care of that person. Because they be out here trying to do the trickery and foolery. And then you see how the wealthy stay wealthy because they know these codes. They know these laws. They know not to have certain things attached to them. You know, they J.G. Nelson Rockefeller said it best. The secret to success
right.
is to own nothing but control everything. You know? So how
right.
That's how that goes, and you just got to learn how to play the game with them, you know, really play the game.
Right.
And the game to me is Monopoly. You know, you just really got to play it and put your pieces on the board and, yeah, play it all with them. Mm-hmm.
So you own Blog Talk Radio, The Morning Drip with Suleiman Bey and the lovely Tay Bey, and don't forget, I'm going to give you all the links to follow us at LegalEmpowermentGroup101.com and Instagram at Legal Empowerment Group for your do-it-yourself, your e-books, things of that effect for your daily updates. Go to the donations, go to health.info. That's health, like the word healthcare, which has to put the dashes between it. So it will be h-e-a-l-t-h.info. Also, go over to alboyconsultationllc.com and check us out there. And don't forget for your feminine hygiene products, queenkitty.net. That's Queen Kitty and Queen Kitty at Instagram. And that's the lovely Miss Tay Bay's feminine hygiene line. So please support us. If you support us in one way, support us in another way. I was digging, and it was on top of the surface, see, because a lot of times the wealth that we be looking for, you know, it be under the soil, it be deep, but it don't really be deep once you pull away the layers. So a lot of times
mm-hmm.
I got a lot of stuff that's sitting on the surface, so I thought it was deep, but I wouldn't look through, it was right on the surface. I said, man, I know I just saw this when you were talking, so I went over there, and I know I was the identifying numbers. When you go into 26 USC, and they talk about identifying numbers, and they're always going to talk about that person. They're always going to say persons and furnishing numbers to this person, and such persons with this number, and you keep saying persons. So us being taught how we was taught in how we was educated, which we really never educated, how we was taught was to understand that a person is, and when you see person, that means you, a human being. That's
yeah,
it, like you were saying.
Exactly.
We didn't tie it means trust and all these other stuff. So when I was reading through, I said, man, well, let me research because I always go in depth. I went in a little more deeper. I said, man, it took me to another code. I went and looked. I said, I went over to section 301 out of that. It's identifying numbers. It said taxpayer identifying numbers, principal types. So I looked at that. Okay, what's the principal type? See, because there they go again, just like with IDs. See, people think that the ID that you run around with is the superior ID, but it's not because you've never been taught. But they got primary IDs, they got secondary IDs, and all kinds of stuff that forms what classifies ID. People never was taught when you pulled out the record that it's going to show you that the national ID is superior. But these other forms that we've been using are actually secondary, but they write on there that they're primary because everybody consider them as that. See, because people don't run around waving their national flags. That's why our prophet, the illustrious Noble Drew Ali, which I would be remiss to have a show without saying, he taught us that. Don't flash your cards at Europeans. It causes confusion. See, people, oh, I'm a Moor. I got, ooh, they got their cards out. Ooh, you don't even know how to use them. You feel me? Causing confusion, saying, oh, I don't got to abide by this. Yo, everybody, you a law abider. Supposed to abide by the laws. If you get pulled over for not abiding by the law, then you're supposed to know how to take care of it, but you're supposed to abide by the law. When you don't, then somebody's gonna try to put their foot on you. That's just life. You can't just not abide by laws. Yeah, you got the right to a lot of stuff. But, yeah, you got to understand that there's other functions going on, too. And you don't want to put yourself in danger by, oh, you doing 100 and 120 on the freeway just because you feeling you some type of way, knowing you can, but then knowing that somebody going to still pull you over. So do you want that interaction? Do you want that with yourself? Do you have your family in the car? Do you want that with your family? Do you want to have to go through that explanation and maybe that danger? That's the thing that people have to use your mind and be civil with. You understand? So when I was reading this, it said taxpayer identifying numbers, principal types. It says, there are several types of taxpayer identifying numbers that include the following, okay? Several. It says Social Security numbers, one, Internal Revenue Service, IRS individual taxpayer identification numbers, two, IRS adoption taxpayer identification numbers, three, and employer identification numbers, EIN, four. See? So then they tell you how they formatted, you know, one with the 3, 2, 4, or whatever, till they formatted. Then I was reading more. I go down and it says, two, uses. I'm talking about how they're used, the uses. It says Social Security numbers, IRS individual taxpayer identification numbers, and IRS adoption taxpayer identification numbers are used to identify individual persons. Employer identification numbers are used to identify employers. Okay? Bam. So that hit me right there. I was like, wow. And then I went on to read, like you were saying, it said any person other than an individual, such as a corporation, partnerships, nonprofit associations, trust, estates, and similar non-individual persons that is required to furnish a taxpayer identifying number must use an employer identification number. Man, this is about reading, man. That's why they taught us. They said you want to put something, you want to hide something from a black man. What they say, a black person, what you do? Put it in a book.
Mm-hmm.
So we just read and educate ourselves.
A whole lot of times, that probably went over a lot of people's heads. I know that went over people's heads. Again, person. Sometimes it could be you and I, flesh and blood, human being, but. 9 times out of 10, when they say in persons, they really talking about a corporation, y'all. I'm sorry. They're never talking about a flesh and blood human being, a natural person. Because if they want to say person in a natural state, they would say natural person, just like that. 9 times out of 10, they're talking about a corporation, a fictitious entity that they have created that's going on. These are in laws. These are codes. These are contracts. These are ways to manipulate you into believing something that's really not there, a facade. That's how that goes. Mm. But us as people, you know, hey, we just a little, you know, we a little tad bit on a late show, and I thank the universe for bringing us into a age of enlightenment and awakening.
Yeah.
Yes, I definitely do. I thank the universe for bringing us into an age of enlightenment and awakening right now.
Right. We getting the light and awakening, the only thing in the awakening, shit, it's just so tight right now, man. They scaring us. It's like, shoot, what are we awakening to? Are we gonna be out in the forest? Are we gonna be in the city? What's going on around here? Because they in extermination mode.
Yes,
damn.
They definitely are. But that's where everything comes into place. Where I'm like saying, you know, like, hey. Get your, you know, excuse my French, but it ain't even French. Get your shit together for real.
Right.
Like, get your business together, your personal credit and everything together. And it's not so much about so you can obtain cash or anything. It's like that. It's so you can obtain the assets into it, you know. Because, like I said, it was like monopoly. You know, you want to gain the assets. You want to take their money, this currency that they use in the credit or whatever. You want to take that. And you want to be able to obtain other things with it, you know, as far as, like I said, commercial real estate. Okay, bam, commercial real estate goes real far. It goes real far and it's real broad because every time I'm going down the highway, I see commercial land for sale. So that's places where you can put all these shopping centers or whatever the hell you want to do with it. Bam, that's commercial. Mm-hmm. So you know what you can get that commercial land with? Bam, you get it with your business, you know? You get it with your personal too, but it's better to get it with your business because, again, you know, that doesn't lead back to you. So, you know, it's just about grabbing those things and having all that stuff in place for when the time does come. Because, like, hey, it's going to be sooner than later because, like I said, inflation is on the rise. markets are crashing. If you're not awake, people are jumping out of windows in China. You know, ships are docked on the shores of the sea. You know, so hey, you know, babies fail, formula is fucked up. People can't feed their babies. Like, what the fuck is really going on out here? I don't think everybody's paying attention, but it's a bigger shit going on. Like, you better just get your family and everybody secure and make sure that while you securing the bag, you know, you making sure that you leveraging this and putting it in places where you can actually have something. You know, just don't go out and go get that Airbnb, because you know I teach you that Airbnb course. Go out and get you a private realtor and have that realtor actually get you some properties, and then you can Airbnb out those properties, because hey, you make way more money with that, because you're not even paying rent no more. You're paying a mortgage and you got properties that you got, and then also there's ways that you can turn around and rescind a mortgage, but that's for a whole nother show, you know. So yes, that's really what you need to be on out here, you know, like that's really where it needs to be headed, like, because it's a lot of stuff going on, you know, and, you yep. know, and I know it's a shortage on baby formula. Again, it's not no downplaying their system or whatever. If moms in need out there for baby formula, we are willing to donate to you. We are willing to give y'all some baby formula. Just hit up the health.info site, you know, because, yeah, it is plenty of moms that need baby formula out there.
Yeah. Well, see, all this coming back to revolving, yeah, we sure got the website for you to go to, help us with donations so we can look out. If you got cans for us to look out, hit the donation site so we can pick up cans. That's what we own.
Yeah.
That just go to show you how everything's working in the universe, though. It's just full circle. Like, and the biggest thing right now is, like, when everything goes down, it's going to be a total shutdown of the economic system as we know it. I just want y'all to know that here first, because that's been prophecy. That's what our prophet told us. It's going to be a total shutdown, meaning the money's in the market, all the stuff in the market is not going to have no value, no nothing. When it shut down, so whatever you have going on, you got to understand land. That's what you do got to understand. You got to understand buying land in conjunction with your natility, meaning that your birthright here on this land, because if you just think you're buying something from somebody, when it all go down and come down, people will be claiming stuff back by their birthrights, and they're going to be plotting off their lots, and they're going to be moving people out who don't belong. And that's just how it's going to go down. So people got to understand how the real flow going on. So it's cool to try to buy up lots and all stuff like that. Man, this system going to crash. The whole economic system with the money, the crypto, everything, because it's been in blood and taking the people. Yeah, it's been all against what our gods, what we are as gods represent. That's right, and it's time for change, and it's not going to be no more. So it's not going to have no value. So when we talk about land, we got to get into the land. We got to get back into who are we. Okay, you understand so much that this is who you are, but we got to root ourselves, and it's with paper. It's with the tying yourself to the lineage. I remember you was talking to me today about that, getting back on that more, tying to your lineage, and then once you have the paperwork, then being because that gets you recognized as a nation again. See, that gets you recognized as a nation, not by the names they called you. You could be able to call yourself by your name according to your tribal blood. Not how they call it, Indian or whatever, but your tribal blood, but you can be recognized as the people. Then you're going to know how to compound and leverage what you got and do what you're supposed to do according to land usage, because we're going to have to provide for ourselves. We're going to have to food. We're going to have to farm again. That's what it's coming to. This stuff is dead. It's like it's going to be desolate, and people don't think that. But why was that movie such a big hit, The Walking Dead? Why? Why was it a big hit? Just because they put it on the TV? Nah, because it's realistic what they put in front of you. That's what they say in the Quran. Satan go put it in for you, before you. He go say, I told you. I showed it to them. It wasn't my fault that I whispered to them. They listened to me. Yeah, see, he put it in the movies as a falsity to you. But that's what he's preparing you for already. That's how it's going to be. Ain't going to be nothing in the city streets. That's why they got the roads. They been knew that. Behold the Pale Horse, the book told you that years ago. I was reading that early 90s. It's a book from the 80s. William Cooper, they made the movie Red after it. He was telling them all the stuff that was going on, what they doing, the so-called conspiracy theories, what they doing, how they could shut the freeway down in the time of federal emergency with FEMA and put the blocks up on the freeway. You can't even go nowhere. You can't even get out the city.
hundreds of thousands, millions of people going somewhere. They're going to put the pillars up and block things. They're going to go nowhere. People going to leave their cars on the freeway. Y'all think it's a game? Okay. Y'all think it's a game. So you got to really get into some real survival mode. These people have been surviving in survival mode for years. I sat in the penitentiary for years listening to Coast to Coast, George Nervy and them, and they commercials and stuff talking about bunkers and stuff that you put in the water that cleanses the water and how to live under the ground with stuff. We fooling around. Man, they've been preparing for what's going to go on, not because they're going to do something, but what somebody might do, try to do to you. See, history repeats itself. They put their own people in the oven. These are the same people running around right now. Man, they put their own people in the oven. They've been treating us like a Kaffir. That's what they call us in Africa, a Kaffir. Just another name for a nigga, like nothing. Like nothing here. So we got to really, so we focusing on business. Now the business is raising up ourselves specifically so we can rule.
Yeah, again, like you said, what's
you gotta
in
get
your
in the
wallet? Yeah, what's
no
in
question.
Your wallet? Like what cards do you have to pull out when the time comes?
Right.
Like what
see,
what do you have
as a
to
nation,
pull out of your
pulling
wallet?
Pulling out our card as a whole, pulling out our code as a whole, as a nation, now we on diplomatic status. See, one person running around, two people running around, and then we just in our mode. No, when we get in the real business mode as a nation, like we said, tying ourselves in so these people recognize us as a people, just starting with ourselves. We talking about just having like a tribe, your tribe, your their tribe. You know, each person having their own tribe and recognizing that they a tribe and getting recognized. And you doing your business philosophy, what you got going on amongst just you and your people, you and your people showing the example. But y'all a tribe now, y'all a nation, y'all recognize that. Man, you it's going to be so much more flourishing because you're going to be able to compound and leverage everything that was done to you, everything that you have a document of, that's a paper trail for you to be able to blossom with because we understand that philosophy, how to use it. Because remember, those things are instruments. Them people use them instruments and compound them so they could become securities and they could get money. So if it's a tribe of us, my tribe, your tribe, I got 100, you got 100, and we understand that, now we got 200 security interests that we can leverage to a broker and get anything we want on. Versus one person trying to do that or two person trying to do that in just DNA mode. And so, no, we have a compounded interest. That's what we call collective bargaining. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I be telling people, go back in the archives and listen to some of the stuff because I could tell it to you and give it to you better, and then I have to go back in and listen to it myself so I can write the blueprints back down and stay on the course because it's a course that we got to take. It's a course that we got to take for this evolution for us to be back the kings and queens again, the queens and kings, I say it right, the queens and kings again. Because that's what we are. We the example. Like, we are the example. So the business model that we're using right now, that's what we have to use. That's our we call it our saving grace. That's what we're using right now. But we still have to be wise to us what's going on. But as we're building this building model, we're building this business model with a collective mind, with a collective mind of each one, teach one, become one, so that we have a Rolodex of us in the same file. When we could pull up and somebody needs some business done, we got the same rubber there because we're member tribes, member nations, member. Yeah, that's what they have, a European Union. That's what the United States is. It's a European Union, and that's why we outside the party. We don't understand that. We keep over the United States. That's a European Union. That's why you could never be a citizen. If they sending you to jail talking about you a citizen and you under that person, you could never be a citizen. It's a Supreme Court case. Never been overturned, Dred Scott. You could never be a citizen. So that's
Shut
why we play
property,
the citizenship
though.
Game. Right, that's why we play the citizenship game with our person. That's our public person, which is what we call the straw man, which is another name for a corporation or a trust. So you create a business. That's your straw person. That's what we're teaching y'all to use. Yeah, if you want to be a person, use that person to be an artificial person because that's who artificial, the trust, the corporations, and all that type of stuff. They're artificial. You could create them left and right. Quick as your mind can think of one of them, you can create them. Boom. Immaculate conception on paper. Yeah. Then if you want to go a little deeper, those are your public person. Then you can get some private person to create some trust and let them hold stuff for you. Yeah, maneuver stuff, sell for you, sue, all kinds of stuff. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, you can just sit back in the
mm-hmm.
custody for the string, the puppet master. That's what Jay Rockefeller said. He said, man, own nothing. He said, control everything, own nothing. Talking about the trust of it. Yeah. This is just deep way to get our minds back up to speed. We getting them on course. We ushering them to us. We getting them on course so you can get your business philosophy up. But the business philosophy is a philosophy of the self, of building up your family with your personal credit, with your business credit, and then the overall, what you're trying to build is coming out of the system so you could be a part of a new system. It was us joining together with like minds, building up our own empire here at home.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Correct.
Now, y'all go give it, you run for about, I have to check on something real fast. I'll be right back. Y'all keep rolling with them for a second. What's in your wallet?
Yes. So anyway, yes. Anybody can start a business. The key is to keeping it going. Are you able to keep that business going? Like, everybody can start one. Like he said, it's easy. As soon as it come up on your mind, immaculate conception on paper, bam, there, you started a business. But what are you going to do to keep it going? You know? Like, are you going to build it correctly? Are you just going to have something that's on paper? Is it just going to, I've seen many of businesses fail because they couldn't keep it going because they didn't know what to do. They didn't know that they needed trade accounts. They didn't know that. They didn't know that they needed business credit. And a lot of people don't know it. And it's sad when you're dealing with business and you don't know that you actually need business credit. But, hey, lo and behold, that's what we're here for, is to help you see how to build this business credit, how to get this perfect paydex score. Not perfect, but, you know, a nice paydex score that it looks perfect. Anywhere over at 80, hey, that's perfect. You ain't going to really be getting denied. And, again, a lot of this is about an algorithm. It's learning how to pay on stuff. You know, you don't never pay nothing on time. You always want to pay days ahead. I think it says if your bill is due every 30 days, which is a net 30 account, you will want to pay it literally 10 days after you get it to have a perfect score, or 20 days. Anytime you pay it 10 days before, it shows good payment history. But to have excellent payment history, you want to almost be paying it 10 days right after you make the purchase on the account. You know? So, again, there's plenty of people out there with businesses, but the key is to keep them going. And that's another important part of why you use other people's money. It's like it's a store in my hood. Like, at first, they was open it's black-owned. It is. Let's put that out there. It's a black-owned store. They built it from the ground up. It used to be a taxi stand. Man. So they built it up. They got it already nice and together. They was making food out of that. They had all everything. They had the soda water, you know, everything, chips, snacks, everything. They had like a store, but they was pushing food too. So they open every day. I think they stopped closing on Sundays or something like that. But right. You see, everybody coming in there and they going to the store, bam. You know, it was real hot at first. So that was like the first 90 days. The store was really popping. The store is off the mark popping, okay? Months go by. All right, you know, business slow up a little bit, you know. They still got their customers and everything. Now, I pull up to the store. The store shut down on days. You're like, damn, ain't y'all supposed to be a store? The convenience store Quick Trip down here open, you know, like, why is y'all shut down? You know what I'm saying? We got to drive all the way, like, 20 blocks to get to the Quick Trip. When the hood store is, like, right around the corner, it should be open. But, see, they're not open because now they've hit a point of a pinnacle in their times where when he first started, he was using all his money to do this store. So now he's using all his money to do this store, and your business done slowed up. So you ain't making back what you done put in. So the books is not getting balanced. So now, you know, sometimes they put people in a depressed state. Like, they don't want to open their doors. They don't want to do nothing because they're like, shit, ain't nobody coming up there. What's the point? But even, like, the little twos and fews of dollars, that do come up there is trying to balance your books back out. But then again, people is different. Now, it's like, damn, dude, if you would have just been building your business credit and, like, when you was redoing the building, you could have had floor and decor cards, you could have had Home Depot, you could have had Lowe's, Tractor Supply, you could have had all them accounts, bam, to lay out the building, boom. And you can even get, like, shelves and stuff from some of them places. But then you could have turned around and got a Sam's account, and you could have turned around and got all your snacks and all that stuff in there, you know. But see, you done spend like 30, 40 G's in cash when you could have really just been using this credit, making payment plans, you know, like they used to do with clothes, like layaway. But at least now you get the clothes before, you know, like how Afterpay and all them people do now, you know, you get the clothes, but you still got them like on a layaway plan. So, but you got your, but you functioning, you know, you clean as fuck out here, you know. You clean as fuck. They don't know that you paying $30 payments a month on these clothes, you know. But the same thing goes, like, with business credit. Like, your business, his business would have been functioning A1, you know. So, like, even when he did have a hard time and hit it, at least he ain't used a lot of his funds. He could have just been like, oh well, like, the top I'm paying back is, like, $1,200 a month. Just for my, for everything else, you know, like $1,200 a month. It may be less than that. I'm probably over exaggerating on the cost, but he could have been paying like his little $1,200 credit card payments or credit payments. He could have been paying that back and still been making the little twos and threes and dollars. And then he wouldn't even be like complaining because he really done hit rock bottom because of using all of his money from the get-go, you know. And a lot of us, we do that instead of, like, learning how to do the business credit and build business credit. Because, like, hey, for prime example, if had he used business credit, his ass would not be in the predicament he in now. And then another thing, shoot, he could have just been like, oh, nope, you know, like, credit card canceled, up, fuck that card, bam. You know, you don't want to mess up your business credit, but you could have really did that. You would have still had your money in your pocket, but you could have been like, oh, nope, don't need this account. Let them close that account down like how you do on credit and then get it wiped out. Yep. So,
right.
So that's a prime example of why it's important to build business credit out the door. You know?
Yeah.
Because I took a lot of amount. I mean, hey, and the reason why I'm so comfortable in saying this is because I fucked up when I started building my business. Like, my product line, I messed up. Like, you know, but you live and you learn. You know, I take everything as a lesson. Learn. Like, I just, like, that's how I take things. Like, when I'm going through mishaps in life and when you see it a different way, you take it, okay, that was a lesson. So now I can teach people to do better. Like, I can show better, and I know next time what to do and what not to do. Like, I spent a hell of a lot of money building these businesses. Like, man, we spent a lot of money. When we didn't know at first, like, okay, bam, you know, building business credit, like, we're putting it into, you know, all this mentorship, you know, these guys, and, like, man, and a lot of that stuff steered us wrong, but until we really, like, sit down and crack down and start studying for ourselves and learn, like, damn, okay, boom, no, business credit like this, and then me applying and him applying, like, hey, bam, let's go out, let's get this account, let's go out, let's get this, boo, boo, boo. Like, oh, man, this works. Here's this credit hack on the Sam's car up. Here's this credit hack on the floor and decor up. I got a Home Depot card. What you want to do? You want to go buy us a little house somewhere and you know, fix it up, get us a fixer-upper, you know. So that's really what it's about out here, is just really building that business credit and taking other people's misfortunes and really prospering off of it. Because, you know, hey, I can say that with a smile on my face, like, hey, it's all good. You live and you learn.
And that's like, people don't understand. You have to understand that when you're benefiting from someone's experience. Like when you come in and you're getting the business information and somebody's teaching you something, we're teaching you something, it's like you're getting the benefit of that person, seeing from that person's experience. Like all the bumps and the bruises that we didn't made, like you don't have to make them when you come. You understand? So you come into a higher level than where we started off. Off
correct.
The gate. Just for coming into contact. You already go start off without having to have all them missteps because where we at. So that's the beautiful thing that people have to be aware of. Like, okay, you in like superior company, and you know, just because of where your knowledge is, and you don't have to make them the same pitfalls. You'll spend a lot of money
people telling you, man, even the bureaus, they be telling you, or they be calling your phone. Duns and them will be calling your phone, man, trying to get you to spend some dials. Oh, yeah, and it's a benefit to what Duns offer if you have the credentials to go for it. For if you have 3 years of good history that you can account for whether cash or not, did you think that it's worth it? Yeah, shoot, if it's for $1,800 to Duns, shit, if you got 3 years of history that you could go back with cash and different vendors and stuff to go get, you know, just go report it, and they're in Duns' system, and they go report you, oh, that's worth it. But if not, if you just build it from the ground up, then you don't give that. But that's something that we had to learn, because every company that I was forming, I was giving Duns that money. I thought that was it, not knowing I could have just paid them one time and functioned and used their whole system for all of them. But they didn't know that, you know? So,
yeah,
that was
like
just
you said, they're getting our experience. Because, you know, first hand, I'm going to take my butt and I'm going to sign up for this girl Amazon course, right? Because, you know, Amazon don't do this nifty-fifty thing no more. So I take my butt over here. I go sign up for an Amazon course. Like, because sometimes I feel like studying and sometimes I really don't. So, bam, this goes to say, people be out here selling bull motherfucking shit. Just like that. That's all I can say. People be out here selling bullshit, because I took this course and I do everything to the T, just like how the course was. And it didn't pan out. She didn't go right. So, you know, turn around me being me, like, because I do not like taking no L's, really. So
right.
I turn around and I do it with another company, and I figure out the tweaks and the twiddles of what she wasn't telling you. Because people will tell you some shit, but they don't give you every fucking thing. That'd be, like, what irks me. Like,
right.
Motherfucker,
right.
You just going to leave me here, and I'm about to drown in the water. Like, what the fuck? Why the hell would you do some shit like that? Like, no, that shit ain't even cool. But it happens, you know, because that's how people get their money. But I ain't got time for that. Like, bruh, I'm getting blessed. You getting blessed, oh, well, just go tell the next person about me, you know what I'm saying? Go tell them, like, hey, man, girl over there really giving real live gems, you know what I'm saying? She ain't no filter or nothing, you know? Like, even on my TikTok page, they be like, why are you throwing out those codes like that? People getting their student loans removed. Ooh, ooh, you could really be removing the student loans for them yourself and getting paid this month. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. It's information. It's there for free. I did the studying. Yes, it cost me time to do the studying, but hey, there you go. Now you can go study and apply. Now, if you want me to help you and want me to get your student loan removed for you, yes, of course I would do that, you know, and it's going to cost a fee because now I have to do it. But I gave you that because it's there for you to do, and it's right there in black and white, and you'll know exactly how to do it because it'll come out. But, yeah, that's how that stuff is going.
And the
really.
law of reciprocity. Listen. The more you know and give, the more you're going to receive. So it's just like people say, oh, you give something away, but hey, listen, you can't hold on to everything. The more you give away, the more you're going to receive, because the more you give away and the more people receive, they'd be like, hey, man, that's a good source. See, you become a good source of information. Now all the bees come into the hive for the honey.
Sure.
See?
Mm-hmm.
See? So you never lose out. You never lose out. You know? You never lose out. So you give. So yeah, that's real big. So, what's up with that? I wanted to ask about that. Listen, y'all on Blog Talk Radio, we got about 10 more minutes for. I want to thank people that be listening in from all over, because they be tapping in from everywhere. And I'm gonna go over to the dashboard for a minute. They be tapping in from everywhere. And before we go, I wanted you to while we wind it down, I wanted you to just make sure you guide them to talk to them about Miss Kitty. I was gonna make the wrong sound. I almost did the wrong sound. I always want to say meow sometimes. I don't know why I always want to do that. And then you're telling me like, nah, it ain't for them kind of kitties. So
yeah,
I don't want to make
them. No. It is for them kind of kitties to get right. You know them kitties. You know, like it be them aggressive cats outside. They be like meow. You know them. That's the
right.
Motherfucking cats that scare you away. You know when you open your pant legs to somebody to go, you know, go down that they don't need to be going, ow, no, because I don't want to know where it is at. You know, I want to go to something current, like, you know, like, ooh, I want to go to that. That's the kind of cat that I want, you know what I'm saying? That's what this feminine hygiene is like for. You know, them kitties that meowing. Yeah, come on over. Let me get you current. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got those, I got the tightening gel to get you right and tight. I got the tightening one, you know, to keep it tight. Also, we got the oils, the slip and slide oils. It'll let something slide in, maybe, hopefully. And also, it'll slide some things out. Some of that nasty bacteria and stuff in there that ain't supposed to be in there is going to slide right on out. So you have to wear a panty liner because all of my line helps with improving your pH balance. So, therefore, if it's some gunky stuff in there, it is going to whack, push you right on out. So, hey, boom. And then, of course, I got the yoni pearls. So those you let, you know, the all-natural yoni pearls, let them sit in there and, ooh, really detox that body. And I want to give a big shout-out to my yoni babies that I'm making. Like, I got people that really couldn't have kids or, you know, having kids and they having tubal pregnancies or miscarriage. And I know, and just really to be honest, like, I got to quit using the yoni things because, like, I be turning around thinking I'm pregnant every other fucking month. So, you know, if you having a hard time conceiving and you need to conceive, like, hey, really hit up the queenkitty.net because you can go over there and you can get the yoni steam and the yoni pearls. And after 30 days of you detoxing, which you wouldn't use it for a whole 30 days, it gives you instructions. Like, you use it only, like, once, the yoni steam, and then, like, 30 days later, you know, you'll have your menstrual and use it again. Bam, and then after that, you know, during ovulation time, it doesn't even got to be ovulation time. I figured that because a lot of people aren't even ovulating, and they've been popping out babies, you know, bam. Like I said, I done had a couple people that, you know, have not been able to conceive and had tubal pregnancies, and they like, oh, my God, like, I used your product, and I'm pregnant, and I'm like, boom, thank you, and I've got pictures of girls showing me like they done had babies, and I'm like, oh my God, like, so it's something in them chemicals, it's not chemicals, it's something in them herbs that's making you be able to be fertilized and fertile for you to have children. So if there's anybody out there that wants to have children, hey, go over to the website, that again, that's queenkitty.net. And you can also hit up the Queen Kitty Instagram page, and, you know, you can get some daily tips on keeping your pH down and what to eat to keep that pH down, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, ladies, make sure he washes hands before he touches. That way your pH balance will stay balanced. And use Blog Talk 10 for your discount. So
that's it.
Make sure you that is it.
Y'all make sure y'all go over to that. You got that already every time. That's queenkitty.net, queenkitty.net, and queenkitty at Instagram. Come here, let me get up here back to this board. This computer is, let me see what my time thing say. Okay, we got 3 minutes. Yeah, so don't forget to follow us on all the sites, legalempowermentgroup101.com, Instagram at legalempowermentgroup, and health.info, that's health, the word like healthcare, health.info, and also at almoreconsultationllc.com. The donation site, make sure you can get your receipt, like I said, 100% tax deductible, 501c3, so you will get your receipt for that. You can be anonymous if you want to, or you could donate for a cause or reason from your company or whatever. We appreciate that, and we'll make sure we get into the good hands. So, with that, we just thank you for tuning in today. We thank Ms. Pavey for tuning in today on Blog Talk Radio, and we're going to keep you all updated. Don't forget to go over to me. For me, it's at Bae Suleiman at Instagram and Bae Suleiman 7 at TikTok. I'll be dropping stuff on there, not as frequently as I should maybe, but I'll be dropping stuff on there you can find. So if you want to, you can go to that. So other than that, we'll see you soon.
Yes,
thank y'all
for joining us this morning on the morning drip. And make sure y'all go get them credit kill templates. Those credit kill templates up in effect on the legal empowerment site.
That we thank y'all for peace and love. Peace to y'all. Shalom. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you. See y'all again, inshallah, if it be the will of the universe. Peace.